Friend, as we start off a new week of programs here at Compassion Radio, we have mined a true gem from our broadcast archives that first aired 6 years ago this month. Prepare to be inspired by the Reverend Dr. Norman Clark Nelson. On today's Compassion Radio,
they are laying all of that negative, hateful history aside, and they are crossing that sea, and the Korean church is reaching out to the people who did such evil against them for so long. They've been able to love their enemies. If the Koreans can do it, we can do it too.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
The Christian life. No one said it would be easy. Hello and welcome to this edition of Compassion Radio, the daily radio ministry journal that tracks the triumphs of God all over the world. Some days when I walk into the Compassion Radio studios, I have no idea what Norm has on the agenda, but that's what keeps us on our toes. And speaking of which, joining us right now across the table is Norm Nelson. Hi, Norm.
Hey, Jim. Great to have you across the table again.
It is great to be here with you.
Hey, Jim, you're a dad.
I am.
I got a question for you. I think I know the answer, but let's find out. You've got kids.
I do.
Do your kids like to do hard things? Do they like to do things that are difficult?
Just getting them to do their homework is a challenge, let me tell you. My kids range in age from 8 to 20, but I will say this about my 20-year-old, Norm. He has a spiritual hunger in his life, and I'm so proud of him. I dare say I look up to my 20-year-old. You know, I really do. He's a great model for me.
Man, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, you know, before we came up to our radio studio to do this program, I showed you a book, and I honestly can hardly believe the title and the message of this book, written by a couple of 18-year-olds. Now, this was a couple of years ago, so they're a bit older. But these two guys, and their names are Alex and Brett Harris, they are brothers, and they've written a book together called Do Hard Things. Now, I asked you that question about your kids loving to do hard things, difficult things, because I think that it's pretty unusual when our kids respond to a difficult task, certainly that we give them. But one of the wonderful things about this book is, written by a couple of 18-year-olds, this is what their message is. They represent a growing movement of Christian young people who are rebelling. Now, there's nothing new about that.
Right.
But listen to this. They're rebelling against the low expectations of their culture by choosing to do hard things for the glory of God. I admire these 18-year-olds for writing a book in which they are counseling their peers to do difficult things for the glory of God. Man, I look up to them.
Absolutely. And I think these days our teenagers and our young adults sense that not a lot is expected of them. So to see a couple of 18-year-olds, as you said, Norm, to write a book like this, it's basically they're saying, hey, you don't expect much from us. Well, look at this. This is what we want to do and make our lives amount for something.
You know, I might just say this, that I would recommend that all of us who are adults, that we might read this book and that we might take the message that these two young people are conveying in this book, Do Hard Things, and start considering for ourselves, do we as Christians have low expectations or high expectations of what our calling is as those who have been called to serve Jesus Christ? You know, I'm not a cynic at all, but I do know this, that in these very difficult times in the United States, it's more and more difficult for those of us who are supposedly mature Christians to do the really difficult things that God is asking us to do. Certainly, I come down rather hard on the whole issue of reaching out in a missionary way to places where there's a great deal of poverty, where the gospel is not readily available, where God's word is perhaps basically non-existent in those locations. And the difficult thing is to get today is to get American Christians to reach out to places where there is this kind of poverty and need and difficulty and, frankly, spiritual poverty, which is even more important than the material poverty in which so many of them live. I think we ought to take the counsel of these two young people seriously, those of us who are adults, those of us who consider ourselves to be mature in faith, and ask ourselves a question: are we really taking on the mandate of Christ to carry the gospel to those in difficult places? Are we willing to do hard things for the glory of God? I think these young people have something to teach us, perhaps.
Well, and it also makes me think, Norm, of to think in terms of finishing strong in our walk of faith. That is something that means an awful lot to me, that I strive to do in my life.
And as you know, Jim, back a number of years ago, back in 2005, I had a heart attack, and I was in the middle of Northern Ireland. I wasn't at home. I was nowhere near my family, nowhere near my home base, nowhere near this office. I was in a totally foreign place. Fortunately, in Northern Ireland, they speak English. In fact, I think they speak it somewhat better than we do sometimes.
There you go.
But the question came to my mind, is it over? I wasn't young to begin with, and then I had this heart attack, which hit me in a matter of seconds. All of a sudden, I was down on the floor, and then I found myself in an ambulance. Then I found myself in, the emergency unit of a strange hospital in a strange country, knowing absolutely nobody, and I couldn't even, and nobody could get on the phone immediately and call my wife and let anybody who was close to me know that I was in a life-challenging situation.
And that was a long recovery you had to deal with.
Yes, it was. It actually took me about 2 years to recover from all of the ramifications of it. But I do remember this. The thought of finishing strong started to hit me very hard in those moments of physical crisis. And the question, of course, surfaced not too long after I was able to think straight and to get my head together. Is this the end of my involvement in ministry? Is this the end of my involvement with Compassion Radio? Is this the end of Compassion Radio? Is this the end of the line for me and for this ministry? And I lived for quite a while with those thoughts rattling around in my head. And so this whole idea of finishing strong and not putting off the commitment to finish strong too long, because certainly at my age, you know, that whole idea that at any moment it could all be over. And of course, beyond the whole business of aging and whether or not we are more or less vulnerable as we get older to the termination of our lives, our earthly lives, is the notion that we go out on the streets, on the sidewalk. Anything can happen to us at any age. So it's so important for us to understand the importance of the time that we've been given and the importance of coming to terms with the priorities that God has placed on us and given us to consider and to respond to at whatever stage of life we're at. If we're following Christ, we need to take seriously the gift of time and the brevity of life. Jim, as you know, one of my favorite passages of Scripture in the entire Bible is Psalm 90. I'm not going to read the whole psalm, but there is a statement in that magnificent psalm that goes like this. And the psalmist says, and it's really a prayer that he's uttering up, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." And a translation that I have sitting on the desk right in front of me right now puts it like this: "Teach us how short our time is." Another translation talks about, "Teach us the brevity of life." And the whole point is, we need to know at whatever stage of life we're at, whether we consider ourselves old or young or somewhere in between, the duration of our lives is, when judged against the whole stretch of time in God's plan, it is short.
Very
it is
short.
Brief.
That's right.
And it goes faster and faster the older we get. And so the point is, and the point that this psalm makes that grabs me so profoundly is, Norm, your life could be over in a moment. You came very close a few years ago. Now, what are you doing with your life? What are your priorities? Are you seizing the opportunities? Are you taking charge of the opportunities that I give you as your Father God? Are you responding in terms of the most important priorities that I put in front of you? Or are you dabbling? Are you dithering? Are you wasting time? Are you getting led down, you know, sidetracks away from what really is my plan of life?
Such a poignant word there from Norm on this classic edition of Compassion Radio that was first delivered on air in May of 2011. Just in case you weren't aware, the Lord took Norm home to his heavenly reward just a few short weeks ago on April the 10th. We have a special tribute to our longtime president at our ministry webpage, CompassionRadio.com. Please pay a visit and express your best wishes to his wife, Cher, to Bram Floria, and all the Compassion Radio team. It would mean so much. And finally, we'll be giving you information about a memorial service coming up in Southern California on Sunday, May 28th, that you're invited to. So keep tuned right here. Let's get back now to the second half of today's Compassion Radio Classic program. And Norm, I'm going to sneak in here really quick and ask you. I know that we got some information here at the office just the other day about an extended family member of the Compassion Radio Ministry. And it's really some sad news. Why don't you share that with us, Norm?
Jim, a marvelous family, missionary family. But this is a family with whom Compassion Radio has worked in a country overseas that has been very important to us over a lot of years. One of their sons, when they came back to the United States from their tour of duty as missionaries overseas, he signed up to become a Navy SEAL, and he did become a Navy SEAL. The training is very difficult. As a member of the Marine Corps, I remember watching them when I was going through training at Coronado, the naval station there at Coronado, in amphibious warfare training. Myself and I watched the Navy SEALs out training. We thought we had it rough. They were way above what we were being expected to do. Anyway, this young man became a Navy SEAL. He also became a medic, and he had several tours of duty in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. Just a few days ago, he took his own life. The tapes of the violence, the horrendous scenarios that he was forced to witness in his various tours of duty, and as a Navy SEAL and as a medic, he saw the worst of the worst. In some way, this all kept playing out in his mind, in his dreams at night, in the dark and in the silence, and he could not handle it. And that's not a statement of condemnation in the slightest. I don't know how anybody handles the kind of violence that he was exposed to, but this young man took his own life. And we just heard about it as we're recording this program. And we all know and love this family and knew and loved this young man. And so, once again, the issue of the brevity of life is very much in front of us as we live in the immediate aftermath of this very shocking development in the lives of some of our dearest friends and partners in ministry. We here at Compassion Radio and our partners out there who listen to this program, many of them every single day, not everybody can listen every day, but those who listen and those who partner with us need to understand that when we created Compassion Radio, under a very strong sense of the calling of God back a number of years ago, and more or less reconfigured a ministry that had a long and distinguished history, and reconfigured it and renamed it Compassion Radio, and began to reach out to difficult places and to people who were living in not in difficult times for a short period of time, but whose whole natural life on this planet would be lives of material poverty, spiritual persecution, who have had to do nothing but fight the good fight, and I mean really fight the good fight, in very difficult circumstances. And we knew as we watched the commitment of so many American churches to foreign missions, a decline, and the amount of money being raised to support foreign missionary outreach and all of that, we knew that our lives were going to be more difficult in this ministry that we were calling Compassion Radio. Actually, we didn't name Compassion Radio, so many of our new listeners need to know this. This ministry was named Compassion Radio by people in the Palestinian territories, and specifically in Gaza, what used to be known as the Gaza Strip, and we were there distributing food and seeking to engage in a productive outreach of compassion to other people, working in a partnership relationship with World Vision at that time. And when they heard the name of our program, when they asked us, "Who are you?" and we gave them the name, they were puzzled. They said, "That doesn't describe who you are and what you're doing." And the name Compassion Radio surfaced out of that discussion with Palestinian Christians who were working with us and seeking to distribute items of material aid to people who were really suffering in situations. What I'm trying to say today, Jim, is that we made a decision to do hard things, just like those 18-year-olds are counseling us in their wonderful book, Do Hard Things. We're not doing it for our glory. We're doing these hard things for the glory of God, and we're seeking to reach out to people who listen to Compassion Radio and whose hearts are gripped by the stories of suffering and need and persecution, but also the opportunities to change the world and to go where Christ goes as he reaches out himself through the Holy Spirit to people who are suffering in the most difficult places on earth. So all of this is to say, given the nature of difficult times here in the United States, we recognize that we are issuing a difficult challenge to our listeners. We're saying, do something hard. Do it with us. Do it under the movement of the Holy Spirit. Do it as a result of your prayer and careful consideration. Don't give just out of an emotional response to a heartbreaking story that you hear on Compassion Radio. But do it because you love Christ and because you love the people that Christ, the risen Christ, loves. One of the reasons that people didn't respond way back in the middle of the 1940s when General MacArthur, the commander of the American military, said, "There's a spiritual hunger in this country of Japan. Send 10,000 missionaries. They are looking for spiritual guidance. They are looking for God." Yes, there were certain people who did respond, and God bless them. But as a whole, we did not respond to that situation. And as a result today, Japan has been, over a number of years, a fantastic country in terms of material and technological progress. It's a powerhouse. But still, the Christian church is small. It is weak. We don't get many opportunities to respond a second time when we've dropped the ball the first time and convey Christ through the compassion of Jesus Christ.
Why is it, Norm, do you think that there was such little response by the American church at that time, right after World War II?
Because they were our enemy. The Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor. It's difficult to deal with a reality like that. We lost a lot of our best and our brightest, right, in the South Pacific and in the Pacific Theater, seeking to defeat the Japanese Empire, which really was, there's no question about it, in those days, spiritually and morally and so forth, to say the least, very challenged. There was an evil thing that they did against us. We couldn't get over it.
Right.
We know our Lord tells us that we're to love our enemies, and we know that we're supposed to do that, but it's difficult to do that. It's a hard thing to do that.
Yeah.
But let me respond to the question also by giving an illustration of a nation that has suffered a great deal more at the hands of the Japanese than we did in the event that triggered World War II. It's the nation of Korea. Korea was occupied by the Japanese. The Japanese took over the nation of Korea. And there has been for generations a hatred and a resentment on the part of Korean people, or at least many, maybe the majority of Korean people, toward the Japanese, even after all of these years. But one of the things that's been so impressive in the Korean Christian church always impresses me. But the Korean church has put away the enemy image of Japan. They are laying all of that negative, hateful history aside. And the Korean church is reaching out to the people who did such evil against them for so long. They've been able to love their enemies. And I want to say this, if the Koreans can do it, we can do it too.
Absolutely. No question.
Is it a hard thing? Of course it is. But as our 18-year-olds, Alex and Brett Harris, who wrote their book, Do Hard Things, as they would counsel us, if you're a Christian, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, do hard things for the glory of God, not for your own glory, not to try to prove something that you're a moral powerhouse yourself, but do it in order to glorify God and to bring the gift of Christ's love to the Japanese people. Most of that nation is still far removed from faith in Jesus Christ and even from a knowledge of Jesus Christ, his love and grace and mercy. And Jim, I hope our listeners will make that commitment to do the hard thing. It's a great opportunity. Let's seize it. Let's glorify God. And then let's enjoy the fulfillment that comes from knowing that what we have done pleases the risen Christ. There's no better motive for doing anything in this world than to know that what we have done is pleasing to Christ.
Lord, we are so grateful for the life and witness of your humble servant, Norm Nelson. Thank you for allowing him to be part of our lives. And thanks to the wonders of technology, we will continue to revisit some of these classic broadcasts right here on Compassion Radio. Friends, we're going to celebrate Norm Nelson's life and incredible legacy, and we want you to be there to share it with us. This memorial service will be open to all of our Compassion Radio friends, especially those in Southern California. It's going to be held on Sunday, May 28th at 2:30 p.m. at Lutheran Church of the Cross in the city of Laguna Woods, California. Please call an RSVP at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Let's gather together and celebrate Norm's life. Come ready to join in powerful worship and bring your friends with you, especially those who love to sing. Meet the Compassion Radio team and meet other Compassion Radio partners as we come together to celebrate the life of the Reverend Dr. Norm Nelson. Once again, that's Sunday, May 28th, 2:30 p.m. at Lutheran Church of the Cross in the city of Laguna Woods. Get the details at CompassionRadio.com or by calling 1-800-868-2478. Thank you, and God bless you.
Friends, as you hear this, Sandy and I are on a mission of discovery to Eastern Europe. So please be praying for us that we'll see and hear everything that God wants us to. I know that a whole lot has changed in the 30 years since I last traveled there. And it's not just the unparalleled freedoms people now enjoy in these former Soviet republics. We've heard about and are determined to see for ourselves the unprecedented outpouring of revival on the youth of Eastern Europe. The Word of God is making inroads in all facets of society and is causing a great awakening. As we meet new friends, we'll be reminding them about you, our Compassion Radio partners who are praying for them in their new spiritual springtime. So please, don't let us down. Do be praying for God's work in Eastern Europe. And thank you again for how you give to make the name of the Lord known in all the corners of the globe. We know you have 1,000 places where you can give each month, and that you choose us humbles us. We're very grateful. I can't say this enough. Compassion Radio does what no one else does, and we help those who take the Great Commission seriously. So I'm going to ask you again with all sincerity, would you join us? If you never have, now is the day to do it. Jim Governale will tell you how you can get started right away and help us to remain on the air as your radio voice for global mission. Thank you so much.
For years, we've reminded our partners, like you, that it is estimated that every Bible sent to mission hotspots ends up bringing 5 new believers into the kingdom. And guess what those 5 new believers need in order to flourish in their new faith? You guessed it, their own Bible. And that, my friends, is good news, because we can do something about it. Where it rains Bibles, the church grows, and it grows fast. And this month's project partner is doing something about it. And that's why we are so excited to have teamed up with an amazing organization called Bibles for the World. With your compassion and help, this month we can join with Bibles for the World in their Great Commission mission to bring the Word to more villages and language groups that have never had or held their own Bibles. Each bundle of 50 Gospels of John can be printed, delivered, and distributed for only $25. And full Bibles can be placed in believers' hands for $6 a copy. How many would you like to send to these precious souls? For your gift of any size, we'll send you 5 meaningful minutes for dads. This small book packs inspiration, biblical guidance, and prayer starters into 5-minute devotions for dads. And by the way, we still have copies of the 5 Meaningful Minutes for Moms booklet as well, for a gift of $15 or more. Reach out to us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And our website is easy to access at CompassionRadio.com. That phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and we'll catch you again next time with more Compassion Radio.